not going to give up. We believe our second touch is coming. God's done it for others, and He can do it for us. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for being the God who does glorious things that our children can see. Thank You for the assurance that the work You've started to do in our lives will be brought to completion. We will never give up or trust in what You can do. In Jesus' name. Enter into His rest. Today's scripture. Suddenly there was an angel at his side and light flooding the room. The angel shook Peter and got him up. Hurry. Acts 12:7. King Herod first killed James for being a follower of Christ. Then he had Peter arrested and chained between two soldiers in prison. The next day it looked as though Peter would be put to death. Yet when an angel appeared in the prison during the night, Peter was sleeping so soundly that the angel had to shake him to wake him. If you were Peter, would you be sleeping soundly, or would you be wide awake and stressed out? Peter must have said, God, I've done my best, believed and prayed, and now I'm going to rest in You. Worry doesn't make anything better. Living frustrated doesn't get God's attention. Begging God, constantly reminding Him what's wrong, only makes us depressed. Take the problem off the throne and put God back on the throne. If you're talking about your problems more than you're talking about your God, you have the wrong one on the throne. Try a different approach and do what Peter did. Go to sleep. Enter into His rest. Say together, God, we know You're bigger than anything we're facing. You said You never sleep, so we're going to sleep. Even though things aren't perfect in our lives, we're going to relax, knowing that You are fighting our battles. That's a freeing way to live. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for Your strength and comfort in difficult times. We refuse to be overwhelmed by problems because You will bring us through to victory. We declare that we rest in Almighty God, who is greater than anything we face. In Jesus' name. Simple things. Today's scripture. To put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. 1 Timothy 6:17. Don't miss a great season in your lives wishing you had more, complaining about what you don't have. The real joy in life is in the simple things, making memories with your family, riding your bikes together, playing hide-and-seek in the house, watching the sunset and staring up at the stars at night with your spouse. When our son Jonathan was about 5 and Alexandra was 2, we planned a big vacation to Disneyland. We were so excited. But we weren't in Disneyland Park for 15 minutes when Jonathan said, I want to go back to the hotel and go swimming. We pled with him over and over. We can go swimming anytime. We're at Disneyland. But he sat down on the pavement, crossed his arms, and refused to budge. Having a big vacation does not guarantee having fun. Learn to enjoy the simple things in life. Could it be that you're at the right place for the right season that you're in, but you're not enjoying it? Maybe if you looked at it from a new perspective, you would realize that God is directing your steps. He knows where you are, what you like and don't like. Instead of always wishing you were somewhere else, embrace the place where you are. See the good. Be grateful for what you have together. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You that You richly provide us with everything for our enjoyment. Help us find real joy in the beauty of this moment in our lives and in life's simple things. We believe that You have us in the palm of Your hand and are directing our steps in Jesus' name. Recalculating route. Today's scripture. The steps of good men are directed by the Lord. He delights in each step they take. If they fall, it isn't fatal, for the Lord holds them with His hand. Psalm 37:23-24. Today's scripture is saying that even though God is directing our steps, there will be times when we fall as couples. when we make mistakes and go the wrong way. But God doesn't say, "That's it. I'm done with the two of you." He holds us in His hands and helps us get back on the right course. It's like the GPS system in your car or phone. When you type in an address, it calculates the best route. If you miss a turn, it doesn't say, "You loser, I'm never going to help you again." It says, "Recalculating route." It just keeps recalculating your route no matter how many mistakes you make. How much more can the Creator of the universe recalculate your route when you make mistakes? The good news is that you haven't made too many wrong turns. Your Heavenly Father isn't mad at you. He's saying, "Recalculating route. I have a way to get you to your destiny. The mistakes don't stop my plan or cancel your purpose. Why don't you quit beating yourself up over your failures and get back on the path?" God has already calculated a new route. You can still fulfill God's best plan for your lives. A prayer for today. Father, we love and praise You that You direct our steps. Thank You that You delight to lead us and that You always are there recalculating our route when we make mistakes. Show us Your ways and give us the strength and grace to stay on the right course, in Jesus' name. Who told you that? Today's scripture. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. 2 Corinthians 11:3. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were living confident and secure. They knew they had God's blessing and favor. But one day, the enemy deceived them into eating the forbidden fruit, and immediately they were afraid. They ran and hid. When God called out to Adam, "Where are you?" Adam said, "We're hiding because we're naked." God asked, "Who told you that you were naked?" God is asking us today, who told you there's something wrong with you? That you're just average, that you can't accomplish your dreams, that you're not good enough. The enemy's main tool is deception. He would love for you to go through life letting people and circumstances convince you that you don't deserve to be blessed. You can't feel good about yourself. The scripture says, your Creator has crowned you with glory and honor. Don't you dare give away your crown. It belongs to you. It has nothing to do with how you feel or what other people say. It's based solely on the fact that you are children of Almighty God. Keep your crown on. Keep being your best together. Keep honoring God, and He will get you to where you're supposed to be. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You that You gave us crowns of honor, and even the enemy does not have the power to take them from us. Thank You that as Your children, we are covered by Your grace and made in Your image. We believe that we will reach our best life together in Jesus' name. We declare that God is going before us, making crooked places straight. He has already lined up the right people, the right opportunities, and solutions to problems we haven't had. No person, no sickness, no disappointment can stop His plan. What He promised will come to pass. Your Father's good pleasure. Today's scripture. Do not fear, little flock, for it is Your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. Too often, instead of believing that God will do something special for us as a couple, we do just the opposite. We can't ask for what we really want. That would be selfish. Yet the scripture says, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He says that so you'll have the boldness to ask for big things. When we received word that the Compact Center was coming available, we knew in our hearts that it was supposed to be ours. But every voice said, you don't deserve it. Who do you think you are to even ask for it? Instead of believing those lies, we did what we're asking you to do. We went to God and said, God, we know this is far out, but we believe this is part of our destiny. In all the big things you ever ask God for, you won't hear Him say, who are you to ask for that? Just the opposite. God will be whispering, I love the fact that you come to me as a couple and dare to believe that I can do the impossible. Of course, everything you'll ask for won't come to pass, but there will be times when you see God show out in your lives in ways greater than you could ever imagine. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Thank you for encouraging us to come to you and dare to ask big. We believe and declare that we are asking you to show out through our lives in ways we could never imagine. In Jesus' name. Beware of the negative. Today's scripture. And they laughed and jeered at him, but he put them all out. Mark 5:40. When Jesus entered a home where he was going to pray for a young girl who had died, it was filled with mourners who mocked and doubted him. What did he do? He put the doubters out of the house before he raised her up. When people in need come to you, try to help any way you can, but beware of negative, needy people who constantly dump their problems on your doorstep and expect you to clean them up. In truth, they don't want to be helped or encouraged. They just abuse your kindness, bask in the attention, and suck the energy right out of you. Sometimes you are able to love them back to wholeness, but you can't spend your whole lives knee-deep in their troubles. In some cases, the best help you can give needy people is to not help them at all. Otherwise, you just enable their dysfunction. Are your friends making you stronger? Are they challenging you to become better parents, better spouses, better coworkers? You may need to rid yourself of relationships that drain you or leave you feeling the worse for the wear. You have a destiny to fulfill. You can't make it happen if you are carrying needy and negative people on your backs. The solution is to show them the door. Be kind, be polite, but pull away. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the people you have brought into our lives. Give us discernment to see them the way you see them. Help us to be loving and kind, but not manipulated by negative people, and empower us to pull away when necessary. In Jesus' name. Hope in God. Today's scripture. Why are you downcast, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. Psalm 42:5. One time David left overwhelmed by life. Everything kept getting worse. He was down and discouraged. He finally realized that he'd let his circumstances cause him to pull up his anchor of hope. He said, in effect, I'm going to put my anchor back down. I'm going to hope in the Lord. Perhaps it doesn't look as though you'll ever pay off your house mortgage or travel as the two of you had dreamed. You have to do as David did and hope in the Lord. Don't put your hope in your circumstances. They may not work out the way you want. Don't put your hope in people. They may let you down. Put your hope in the Lord. When you have your hope in Him, the scripture says that you'll never be disappointed. You may have some temporary setbacks, but when it's all said and done, you'll come out better than you were before. Maybe your dreams look impossible. Neither of you have the connection or the resources. Every voice says, give up. It's never going to happen. Most couples would throw in the towel. But your attitude is, God is opening doors that no man can shut. Favor is in our future. When your hope is anchored to God, He will make things happen that you could never make happen. A prayer for today. Father, we declare that you alone are our hope. You give us beauty for ashes, and we know that we will never be disappointed in you. We believe that you will accelerate our dreams and that explosive blessings are coming our way. In Jesus' name. Be real. Today's scripture. Admit your faults to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. James 5:16. If you hide problems and pretend they're not there, you're going to get stuck. You have to take off the masks. Everybody is struggling with something. Don't be embarrassed by it. The enemy would love for you to wear masks your whole lives, not dealing with the issues that are holding you back. The Apostle Paul said, "All of us with unveiled faces see God's glory. As long as your faces are veiled with masks, you won't see His glory." If you're wearing a mask of perfection, pretending everything is okay, or wearing a mask of pride, worried about what others think, or wearing a mask of shame, feeling guilty and condemned, that's going to keep you from God's best. Get honest with yourselves and be honest with God. You don't have to pretend. When you're real, you'll see God's favor. Paul goes on to say that God changes us from glory to glory, not from shame to glory. If you're wearing a mask of shame, you're going to get stuck. He doesn't change us from condemnation to glory or from pride to glory. He changes us from glory to glory. When you're not wearing masks, God's glory is on you. When you're open, honest, and real, God changes you and takes you to the next level. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you that you allow us to see your glory and to be changed from glory to glory. Thank you for the freedom you bring into our lives when we admit our faults to each other. We believe as we pray for each other, we will be healed in Jesus' name. Consult the Lord. Today's scripture. The Israelites examined their food, but they did not consult the Lord. Joshua 9:14. Joshua and the Israelites had just seen the walls of Jericho come down miraculously. God's favor was on them. When a group of people who lived just a couple of cities beyond where Joshua had camped heard how powerful the Israelites were, they knew they would be destroyed as well. So they loaded their donkeys with worn-out sacks and old cracked wineskins and moldy bread and put on old clothes and patched sandals. They deceived Joshua into believing that they were from a distant land and made a peace treaty with the Israelites, which God had forbidden. It was a big headache that could have been avoided if they had consulted the Lord. That's why we need to consult with the Lord before you get involved with people, before you sign that contract, before you put money down. People are not always who they say they are. They will show what they want you to see. But God can see the whole package. You'd better step back as a couple, or you may have a problem you'll have to live with that's not at all what you thought when you agreed to it. You're not going to make the best decisions if you're not consulting with God. He will protect you and take you to the fullness of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the hope that rises within us whenever we remember all the ways you have protected us from harm and mistakes. Thank you that you haven't left us on our own to work out our own destiny. We choose to consult you for guidance in our decisions in Jesus' name. The palace is coming. Today's scripture. Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. Then he remembered his dreams about them. Genesis 42:8-9. Many years after being sold into slavery by his brothers and bad breaks and disappointments in an Egyptian prison, Joseph interpreted a dream for the Pharaoh and was put in charge over all the affairs of Egypt. Years later, there was a great famine in the land, and Joseph's brothers showed up at the palace looking to purchase food. You would think Joseph would be bitter and vindictive. But when Joseph saw his brothers, it says he remembered his dream about them. He didn't remember the pain and suffering. He remembered the promise that God had spoken to him and how through all the difficult years God directed his steps to get him to where he was supposed to be. God used it for his good. When God puts a promise in your hearts, it doesn't mean it's going to come to pass without opposition, delays, and adversities. You'll have plenty of opportunities to get discouraged and frustrated, thinking it's never going to happen. In the tough times, you have to remember your dreams. You may not understand it, but God is in control. He's directing your steps. Now do your part. Stay in faith and keep a good attitude. Let God fight your battles. There are detours on the way to your destiny. The palace is coming. The promise is still on track. A prayer for today. Father, even when we don't understand our circumstances, we know that you are working things out for our good and to fulfill our dreams. We lift our eyes to you and declare that you are directing our steps on the way to the palace. In Jesus' name. Good fires. Today's scripture. The tongue is a small thing, but what enormous damage it can do. A great forest can be set on fire by one tiny spark, and the tongue is a flame of fire. James 3:5-6. When Moses' sister, Miriam, didn't like the women Moses had married, she started talking behind his back, stirring up trouble and sowing discord. The scripture says the Lord heard it. He heard her disrespectful, critical, hurtful words. All of a sudden, Miriam was stricken with leprosy. Because leprosy is contagious, she had to immediately leave the Israelite camp. We need to realize that God hears what we say. He hears us when we bless people, when we compliment and encourage them. He hears when we criticize and stir up trouble. The prophet Isaiah said that we will eat the fruit of our words. If you sow disrespect, sarcasm, discord, and judgment, you're going to reap those things. But when you sow kindness, encouragement, and mercy, that's what you're going to reap. James said that our tongue is like a fire. One word can start a major problem or a major blessing. We're asking you to start some good fires in your relationship. Ignite dreams, ignite hope, ignite passion. Your words can breathe new life into your spouse's dreams. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Be a lifter. Be an encourager. Be a healer. A prayer for today. Father, thank you for the people you have placed in our lives. We want to love them and love each other like you do. Help us to use our words to start some good fires in our relationships. We believe that you are making us into lifters, encouragers, and healers. In Jesus' name. It will not prosper. Today's scripture. No weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. Isaiah 54:17. Isaiah doesn't say that we won't have difficulties or never have a problem. That's not reality. Challenges will come. People may talk. A family member may get off course. God says, the problem may form, but you can stay in peace, knowing that it's not going to prosper against you. Because you're His child, because you're in the secret place of the Most High, God has a hedge of protection, mercy, and favor around you that the enemy cannot cross. No person, no sickness, and no trouble can stop God's plan for your lives. All the forces of darkness cannot keep you from your destiny. When you face these challenges, and you're tempted to worry, you need to tell yourselves, we have a promise from Almighty God that that is not going to prosper. In other words, they may be talking about us, trying to make us look bad, but we know God is our vindicator. He will take care of them. This medical report may not look good, but we know God made our bodies. He has us in the palm of His hands. Nothing can snatch us away. Whatever you're facing, stay in peace. The two of you and God are a majority. The problem may have formed, but it is not going to prosper. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that we have your promise that nothing that forms against us is going to prosper. We declare that because we are your children, there is a hedge of protection, mercy, and favor around us that the enemy cannot cross. In Jesus' name. We declare everything that doesn't line up with God's vision for our lives is subject to change. Sickness, trouble, lack, and mediocrity are not permanent. They are only temporary. We will not be moved by what we see, but by what we know. We are victors and never victims. We will become all God has created us to be. into the unknown. Today's scripture. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish. Esther 4:16. There was a young Jewish orphan girl named Esther, who was living in a foreign country. But God raised her up to become the queen. When a powerful official passed a law that all the Jewish people be killed, Esther's cousin, Mordecai, told her that she had to go in and plead with the king for their people. In those days, if you approached the king without him holding up his golden rod first, you would be killed. That included Esther. God was asking her to step into the unknown, and we love what Esther did. She put her life on the line, and her heroic actions saved her people. Like Esther, God will give us opportunities as couples to step into the unknown. When they come your way, don't shrink back. Don't let fear talk you out of it, and don't let the what-ifs silence you. Be bold, be courageous, and step into the unknown. You may not see how it's going to work out, but along the way, you'll see miracles. If you do this, you're about to step into a new level of favor and reach the fullness of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you because nothing is too hard for you. Thank you for the opportunities you will bring our way to step into the unknown. And we expect to see your hand of favor work powerfully in our behalf. We declare there is no God like you, in Jesus' name. Keep digging. Today's scripture. Thus says the Lord, make this valley, the Arabah, full of trenches. For thus says the Lord, you will not see wind or rain, yet that valley will be filled with water. 2 Kings 3:16-17. The armies of Judah and Israel had traveled through the desert for 7 days on their way to a battle when they ran out of water for themselves and their animals. Feeling they were doomed, they sent word to the prophet Elisha, asking what they should do. He told them to dig ditches throughout the valley to prepare for the water that was coming. They could have said, Elisha, it has never rained here. But Elisha was saying, it's going to happen supernaturally. Just dig. So they did. And the next morning, out of nowhere, water started flowing into the valley. Every time you're discouraged and don't know how a promise from God is going to happen, dig a ditch. For instance, when you say together, Father, thank you that our children make good decisions. Thank you that they will fulfill their destiny. There may not be any sign of it at the moment. Don't be moved by what you see. Be moved by what you know. If you do your part and keep digging the ditch, God is saying, I'll do my part and bring the water. I'll show you favor and open new doors. I will make things happen that you could never make happen. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your favor is available to us every day. We turn our hearts and mind towards you, knowing that you will fulfill your promises to us. We declare that we are trusting you to make happen what we could never make happen, in Jesus' name. One step. Today's scripture. I tell you, her sins, and they are many, have been forgiven. So she has shown me much love. Luke 7:47. Jesus was at a Pharisee's house when a certain immoral woman came in and poured a jar of expensive perfume on Jesus' feet and began to wash them with her tears and her hair. The religious leaders were shocked that Jesus would allow this sinner to touch him. They judged her by her performance. But while her performance was poor, she had her heart turned toward God. She loved and longed to please him. Jesus told them a parable about how when you've been forgiven much, you will love much. He said to the lady, your sins are forgiven. She had made a mess of her life, but when she took one step toward God, he showed her mercy. He cleaned up the mess and didn't say anything about it. That's the God we serve. It's not about your performance as a couple that matters. God is not judging you based on what you've done. He looks past the outside, past the mistakes and failures, and He looks at your hearts. When your hearts are right, God will show Himself strong in your lives. When you call out to God, He'll turn things around and get you on the right track. As it was with this lady, you're going to see His favor, restoration, mercy, and reach the fullness of your destinies together. A prayer for today. Father, thank You for looking beyond the surface and seeing our hearts. Thank You for looking past our mistakes and failures and messes. We break off all the negative and condemning thoughts. We believe that You will show Yourself strong in our lives, in Jesus' name. Think supernatural. Today's scripture. And because of their unbelief, He couldn't do any miracles among them, except to place His hands on a few sick people and heal them. Mark 6:5. In today's scripture, it doesn't say Jesus wouldn't do any miracles. It says He couldn't. God works where there's an attitude of faith. How many times do we stop God from abundantly blessing our lives because we don't believe His promises are going to happen? We let our circumstances and what's happened in the past talk us out of it. Your minds may tell you that you've never seen your best days as a couple, but a voice is saying down in your spirits, something good is on the way. New levels are coming. It's the seed that God has put in you. When you live with this expectancy and you go through the day saying, God, we believe You can take us where we've never dreamed, you'll see the surpassing greatness of God's favor. Here's the key. God's idea of blessing you as a couple is very different than what you think being blessed is. We think natural. God thinks supernatural. He's the running over, the exceeding expectations God. He's already decided to bless you. Now it's up to you to take the limits off Him. Dare to believe what God has already decided. If you do this, God is going to exceed your expectations and take you to the fullness of your destiny. A prayer for today. Father, You are the all-powerful and all-knowing God. We ask You to help us take the limits off what we believe You can do in and through our lives. We believe Your promise of blessing and declare that we will see the surpassing greatness of Your favor. In Jesus' name. Fresh anointings. Today's scripture. There they anointed David king over the tribe of Judah. 2 Samuel 2:4. David was 30 years old and about to take the throne. At this time, Israel was divided into two kingdoms, Judah and Israel. First Judah anointed David to be their king. He served there 7.5 years. Then he brought the two kingdoms together. When he was 37 years old, the men of Israel joined the men of Judah, and they anointed David again to be the king over all Israel. What's interesting is that David had been anointed as a teenager to become the king. He could have declined the subsequent anointings as unnecessary, but David understood the importance of having a fresh anointing. You can't win today's battles on yesterday's anointing. You need to have a fresh anointing. Too often we are trying to do things in our own strength. It's a struggle. It's weighing us down. The reason things get stale and we just endure our marriage, endure the job, and drag through the day is we're not stirring up the anointing. We don't realize that on a regular basis we need to pray, God, we need a fresh anointing in our marriage, on our careers, on our minds and thoughts. Help us to see from the right perspective. Fill us with new strength, new ideas, new creativity, and new passion. When you do that, God will breathe freshness into your lives. A prayer for today. Father, thank You for the fresh anointings on the dry places in our lives. We refuse to let things get stale in our relationship or in our minds. We believe we are equipped and empowered to go places and do what we've never done. In Jesus' name. Just remember, today's scripture. because they had not understood the miracle of the loaves, how it revealed the power and deity of Jesus. Mark 6:52. On one occasion, the disciples were in the boat and so stressed out by the nighttime storm that they'd forgotten how earlier that day they had seen one of the greatest miracles ever recorded. If they had just remembered how Jesus fed some 15,000 people, they would have stayed in faith, knowing that everything would be okay despite the high waves. What's interesting is that they were out on the lake because they had done what Jesus asked. They were being faithful. Where they missed it was they were not remembering what God had done. Are you doing what they did? Are you letting your circumstances, a medical report or financial situation, cause you to live worried, stressed out? Why don't you start considering your miracles? God is saying to you what he said to his disciples. Just remember. Look back over your lives. Remember the times God showed up and suddenly turned it around. You have a history with God. Every victory he's given you wasn't just for that time. It was so that you could go back and use that as fuel to build your faith. If you were low on faith, go back and get some fuel. It's in your past victories. Don't talk about your problems. Talk about the greatness of God. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for all the wonders that you have worked in our lives. Thank you for all that we can point to and say that this was what you've done, and thank you that we can use it as fuel to build our faith. We declare your amazing greatness in our lives in Jesus' name. A Master Plan. Today's Scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Every couple deals with disappointments and challenges that don't seem to make sense. We want you to understand that even though life is not always fair, God is fair, and he promises that all things work together for our good, with the key word being together. You cannot isolate a challenge in one area of your lives, one disappointment or setback, and say, well, our lives are ruined. The challenge you are facing is simply one piece of your puzzle. God sees the big picture. There is another piece coming that will connect it all. It will work together for your good. God has promised a great plan for you. You may feel as though your lives are missing something, whether it's in the area of your finances, your careers, or your relationship. But all God has to do is add some pieces to the puzzle, and your lives will feel whole and complete. Those new parts may be the right people, the right opportunities, or the right breaks at just the right time. Keep pressing forward together, and one day you'll look back and see how it all played into the master plan that God designed for your lives. Somehow, some way, he will work it all out to your advantage. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that your plan is to prosper us and give us a hope and a future. We know that you see every unexpected and uncertain circumstances in our lives, and we declare that you are working all things together for our good in Jesus' name. Praise from God. Today's Scripture. For they loved human praise more than praise from God. John 12:43. Jesus talked about those who love the praise of people more than the praise of God. One of the tests we all have to pass is when someone in our lives whom we respect wants us to go one direction, yet we know in our hearts that we should take another path. We want their approval, but if we are going to fulfill our destiny, we have to be strong as a couple. We've learned that if you please God and stay true to what he's put in your hearts, eventually, you will have the praise of people. His favor, his anointing, and his blessing will cause the two of you to excel. People may not understand why you don't take their advice, but later they'll see you walking in the fullness of your destiny. If you quit worrying about what everyone else thinks, you will see new opportunities and relationships. God's favor on your lives will increase. People will tell you how to run your life. If you try to please everyone, we can guarantee you one thing. You'll be confused, frustrated, and miserable. Don't let people control you and go around feeling guilty because you don't fit into their boxes. Look straight ahead together and, as the Apostle Paul said, run with purpose in every step. A prayer for today. Father, we love you for guiding us with your peace and joy. Help us to be wise in our relationships and to be free from living for the approval of others. We declare that we want to stay true to pleasing you and you alone as we run the race you've set before us. In Jesus' name. The privilege of prayer. Today's scripture. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Romans 8:15-16. When we pray, something supernatural occurs. Prayer is the most powerful posture we can take in this earthly realm. When we pray together, we connect the strongest part of ourselves with the strongest force in the universe, the Spirit of God. We open ourselves to him, and the scripture says that God's Spirit testifies with our spirit. He confirms his will to our hearts. Prayer is simply talking to God. When you come to God with an open and humble heart, there's no right or wrong way to pray. The Apostle Paul tells us that we are to rejoice and pray in all seasons and on every occasion. That's how we become stronger and stronger. The important part is that you do it. Rather than think you need to commit to an hour of prayer a day, it's so much better to say, every day, we're going to pray for 5 minutes, then add on to it. Remember, prayer is a privilege. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to come directly to God. We wouldn't be able to make our requests known to him. We wouldn't be able to know peace that passes understanding. Make prayer a priority. Put him first and draw strength from the wonderful privilege we have in him. A prayer for today. Father, we humbly come before you to learn from you and to listen to you. Thank you for the promise of your presence when the two of us gather in your name, and that what we agree about and ask you for will be done. We cast all our cares upon you now, in Jesus' name. Be still and know. Today's scripture. You need not fight in this battle. Take your positions, stand, and witness the salvation of the Lord who is with you. 2 Chronicles 20:17. The Israelites were surrounded by a huge army and greatly outnumbered. They were so stressed out, and finally they decided to pray. Notice God's answer. If you will be still and remain at rest, God will turn it around, restore you, and vindicate you. The scripture says, be still and know that I am God. When you feel overwhelmed and you're tempted to take everything into your own hands, you have to make yourselves be still. This is when many couples make quick decisions that end up only making matters worse. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. As long as you're fighting it, God is going to let you do it on your own. But when you put it into his hands, that's when God will fight your battles. Maybe you're facing a big challenge. You're upset and frustrated. God is saying to you, be still. I've already set the time to not only bring you out, but to bring you out better off than you were before. Now do your part and rest. Trust God's timing. We may not understand why something is taking so long, but sometimes God will delay an answer so he can show us his power in a greater way. A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your hand of protection upon our lives. We choose to be still before you and listen to you. Give us the grace to accept your timing and to rest in the fact that you've already scheduled things for us. We believe our times are in your hands, in Jesus' name. People of integrity. Today's scripture. Catch all the foxes, those little foxes, before they ruin the vineyard. Song of Solomon 2:15. God wants us to be people of integrity, people of honor, people who are trustworthy. A person of integrity is open and honest and true to her word. He says what he means and means what he says. She doesn't have any hidden agendas or ulterior motives. He doesn't need a legal contract to force him to fulfill his commitments. People of integrity are the same in private as they are in public. They do what's right whether anybody is watching or not. If you don't have integrity, you will never reach your best life together. Integrity is the foundation on which a truly successful relationship is built. Every time you compromise, every time you are less than honest, you are causing a slight crack in the foundation. If you continue compromising, that foundation will never be able to hold what God wants to build. You may enjoy some temporary success, but you'll never see the fullness of God's favor if you don't take the high road and make the more excellent choices. On the other hand, God's blessings will overtake you if you settle for nothing less than living with integrity. Remember, our lives are an open book before God. He looks at our hearts and motives. There's no limit to what God will do in your lives when He knows that He can trust you. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you see our hearts and motives and that you will reward integrity. We want to step up to a higher level of integrity and honesty in our relationship with each other and with other people. Help us to always do the right thing in Jesus' name. When God is silent. Today's scripture. You know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1:3. Sometimes when we're being tested by discouragement as a couple, it seems God is silent. We pray and we don't hear anything. We read the scripture and still come away feeling as though God is a million miles away. But remember, this is a test. When you're in school, teachers never talk during the tests, but they have been preparing you in the days prior to the test. On test day, they want to see if you can put into practice what you've learned. God works the same way. He is right there with you during the test. The silence only means that God has prepared you, and now He's watching to see if you have learned. God is not mad at you when He is silent. He hasn't forsaken you. His silence is a sign that He has great confidence in you. He knows you will come through the test victoriously, or He would not have permitted you to be tested. Stay in faith. Today is a new day. God is breathing new hope into your hearts and new vision into your spirits. He is the glory and the lifter of your heads. Look up with a fresh vision, and God will put a new song in your heart. You will soar through life full of joy, full of faith, full of victory. A prayer for today. Father, you are the glory and the lifter of our heads. Thank you for the good plan you have for our lives. Even when we don't understand things, we choose to put our hope and trust in you. Help us to pass the tests and live in your joy, in Jesus' name. The right people. Today's scripture. The woman said to Naomi, "Blessed is the Lord who has not left you without a redeemer, grandson, and heir. May he also be to you one who restores life and sustains your old age." Ruth 4:14-15. Naomi lost her husband in death. Then both her married sons died. She was so discouraged she didn't think she could go on. She even changed her name from Naomi, which means my joy, to Mara, which means bitter. She was saying, "Call me bitter." But her friends refused and kept calling her Naomi, my joy. She was trying to stay in defeat, but they said, "No, you're coming into victory." Naomi's widowed daughter-in-law Ruth remarried and one day had a baby boy. At this time, it didn't seem as though Naomi had any reason to live. But when she saw that baby, she felt a new sense of purpose. Her friends rejoiced, saying, "Naomi, this baby will restore your youth." She took care of that child as though he were her own. Naomi thought she'd never be happy again, but now she was more fulfilled than ever. That was God paying her back for the unfair things that had happened. If you've been through disappointments and loss, Stay close to people who will call you blessed and victorious. You want people in your lives who will remind you that your best days are yet to come. A prayer for today. Father, thank you that you are able to take the most unfair situations in our lives and turn them into wonderful positives. And thank you for the people in our lives who call us victorious and blessed. Help us to stay close to those who remind us that we are yours in Jesus' name. A hedge of protection. Today's scripture. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? Job 1:10. Satan was looking for someone to test. God said to Satan, "Have you seen my servant Job? There's none like him in all the land." Satan answered back, "Yes, but I can't touch him. You've put a hedge around him. If you will remove the frame around his life and let me get to him, he'll curse you." Job went through a time of testing. He fought the good fight, and in the end, not only did he not curse God, but he came out with double. What we want you to see is that the enemy can't just do whatever he wants. He has to ask for God's permission. God has to allow him to do it. When you go through tough times, you have bad breaks, you're facing a sickness, don't get discouraged. Remember, the hedge is still up. You keep moving forward, and you'll not only come out, but God will bring you out better off than you were before. Don't worry about your future. You've been framed. There are boundaries around your lives put in place by the most powerful force in the universe. Now, all through the day, instead of being stressed out, under your breath say, "Lord, thank you that our lives, our children, our health, our finances, and our dreams are in your frame. We are protected." A prayer for today. Father, we praise you for your divine protection in our lives. Thank you for watching over us and controlling our times of testing. We believe we are framed and that as we move forward, you will bring us out better off than we were before. In Jesus' name. Sing a new song. Today's scripture. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Isaiah 42:9-10. God is saying that the things you've been struggling with as a couple are coming to an end. The disappointment, the hurt, the withdrawal, the fatigue of familiarity. He's about to put a stop to it. He's going to do a new thing, but there's one requirement. If you're going to see the negative come to an end and God do a new thing, you have to sing a new song. You can't go around with the same old song of who hurt who and how wrong it was. No, get rid of that song of defeat and self-pity. Throw out that song of it will never get better and start singing a song of victory. If you want to see the new, there can be no more talking about what you can't do and how it's never going to work out. God knows everything that's happened to you. You don't have to remind him. If you lose the sad song and start singing the new song, God will turn your mourning into dancing. He'll take that setback and use it as a setup to do something greater. Is there something you need to get over today? Make this decision with us. No more excuses. A prayer for today. Father, you are worthy of our worship and a new song of praise. Thank you that we can put the old song of defeat behind us and start singing songs of victory. We declare that this is a new day and our dreams and visions and passions are being renewed in Jesus' name. Peace and unity. Today's scripture. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. James 3:18. Today, more than ever, we have to be proactive and do whatever we can to stand together for our relationships and our families. Adversity comes. Disagreements happen. But one of the most powerful ways you can strengthen your relationship is by being a peacemaker. Think about a campfire. It can only burn as long as someone is throwing logs on it. When you stop fueling the fire, eventually it will go out. Maybe you feel as though you have a fire of strife and confusion in your home or in your relationship. If you ask God to help you be a peacemaker, if you will stop throwing logs on the fire, He will supernaturally cause the fire to be extinguished. Peace and unity are so important because we have an enemy who is after this generation. He targets our families and relationships and brings division. If you stay focused on your differences, there's going to be division. However, if you change your focus and look for the common ground of peace, you can bring harmony into your relationships again. Remember, blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. When we dwell together in unity, we honor God and open the door for His hands of blessing in every area of our lives. A prayer for today. Father, we praise You for being the God of love and peace and for the promise that You will be with us always. Thank You for the way You are watching over our lives and keeping us in the palm of Your hands. We declare that we are moving forward in peace and unity and into the victory that You have prepared for us. In Jesus' name.
This has been a Hachette audio production of Our Best Life Together, a daily devotional for couples. Written by Joel Osteen and Victoria Osteen. Read by Victoria Osteen. Executive producer, Elise Green. Produced by Greg Cooler. Directed by Fleet Cooper. Recorded by Casey Graham at Lakewood Church. Post-production by Ryan Jones at Listen Up Audiobooks. Our Best Life Together is also available in print and digital formats from Faith Words, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2018 by Lakewood Church. Audio production copyright 2018, Hachette Audio, all rights reserved. Scripture quotations noted in KJV are taken from the New King James Version of the Bible. Copyright 1982 by Thomas Nelson, Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved. Scripture quotations noted in IV are taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 1973, 1978, 1984, 2011 by Biblica Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. Scripture quotations noted in LT are taken from the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Copyright 1996, 2004, 2007 by Tyndale House Foundation. Used by permission of Tyndale House Publishers Inc. Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188. All rights reserved. Scripture quotations noted AMP are taken from the Amplified Bible. Copyright 2015 by the Lockman Foundation, La Habra, California, 90631. All rights reserved. For permission to quote information, visit www.lockman.org. Scripture quotations noted AMPC are from the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Copyright 1954, 1958, 1962, 1964, 1965, 1987 by the Lockman Foundation. All rights reserved. Used by permission. Scripture quotations noted ESV are from the Holy Bible English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. All rights reserved. Scripture quotations noted TLB are taken from the Living Bible. Copyright 1971 by Tyndale House Foundation. Used by permission of Tyndale House Publishers, Inc. Carroll Stream, Illinois, 60188. All rights reserved. Scripture quotations noted MSG are taken from The Message. Copyright 1993, 1994, 1995, 1996, 2000, 2001, 2002. Used by permission of NAV Press Publishing Group. Scripture quotations noted KJV are from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Hachette Book Group supports the right to free expression and the value of copyright. The purpose of copyright is to encourage writers and artists to produce the creative works that enrich our culture. The duplicating, uploading, and distribution of this book without permission is a theft of the author's intellectual property.